Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. In our top spin, it turns out that the White House does know Jack. Abramoff, that is. President Bush and Karl Rove had claimed not to know or to barely know the lobbyist, who was convicted on corruption charges. But hundreds of pages of recently released documents tell a different story. Abramoff had nearly 500 lobbying contacts with White House officials from 2001 to 2004. In one case, Abramoff pushed a reluctant White House to fire a State Department official who wanted to reform U.S. policy toward the Northern Mariana Islands. Abramoff was lobbying to keep the islands, a U.S. protectorate, exempt from U.S. labor and minimum wage laws. Abramoff and his White House allies also avoided using government email accounts or phones to keep their dealings secret. After talking to a White House official, a colleague of Abramoff's explained, quote, "It is better not to put this stuff in writing in their email system because it might actually limit what they can do to help us, especially since there could be lawsuits," end quote.
Human rights groups usually help refugees, not challenge them. But the government of Morocco appears to be using refugees to score political points. At issue is the status of Western Sahara, a North African territory that's one of the world's last remaining official colonies. Morocco controls the territory, but an indigenous group called the Polisario Front wants independence. The Polisario runs refugee camps for people displaced from Western Sahara. Recently, a lobbying group for the Moroccan government brought some of those refugees to Washington and New York. In meetings with U.S. officials and reporters, the refugees complained about widespread abuses in the Polisario camps. Human rights groups say they doubt the refugees' stories. After leaving the United States, the refugees return to Western Sahara, where they are receiving aid from the Moroccan government. Morocco is seeking international support for its proposal to give Western Sahara limited autonomy under Moroccan rule.
Why would the U.S. Navy hire two Japanese cartoonists? To boost Japanese support for a U.S. nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, of course. Residents of Yokosuka, a city south of Tokyo, are protesting the U.S. Navy's decision to permanently base a nuclear ship in their area. In response, the Navy produced a 200-page comic book called Manga CVN-73, which is the hull number of the nuclear ship. The Navy is distributing 26,000 copies of the comic in the Yokosuka area. The comic book's main character is a U.S. naval officer on his first overseas mission in Japan. At one point, the character quickly puts out a fire on his ship. In real life, the U.S. nuclear ship had a fire on board that harmed 25 crew members. The commander of the U.S. Navy in Japan said of the fire, quote, "This is not something for the citizens of Yokosuka to worry about," end quote.
Britain's new culture minister is against product placement, a marketing approach where brand name goods are inserted into movies and television shows. In a speech to media industry leaders, Minister Burnham said, quote, "There are some lines that we should not cross. There is a risk that product placement exacerbates this decline in trust and contaminates our programs," end quote. Britain's largest broadcaster, ITV, was not amused. A company spokesperson said it hoped British officials were keeping an open mind about product placement. The European Commission has asked member states to decide by this summer whether they will allow product placement in their countries.
And now it's time to play 6 degrees of spin and fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned Jack Abramoff. One of Abramoff's many scandals involved his lobbying work for Native American tribes with casinos. The scandal involved secret deals where former Christian Coalition leader Ralph Reed and conservative strategist Grover Norquist lobbied against the Indian casinos. Their work was secretly coordinated with Abramoff to make the tribe spend even more money on Abramoff's lobbying services. But Abramoff didn't just double-deal his Native American clients. He repeatedly used racist slurs when referring to them in private emails.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org. We'll be right back.